Sometimes we get bent out of shape. What I told the kids was absolutely true. Sometimes it's a physical thing, isn't it? It's an injury. It's something we've done to hurt ourselves. Picking something up that was too heavy and we hurt our back. Or like Walt fell down and broke several ribs, right? We get an injury that makes us stiff and makes us hurt. But more often than not, we get bent out of shape because we get angry. Because we get frustrated, because we carry some hurt or some pain that isn't a physical thing, but a mental thing, a spiritual thing. We use that phrase. Now, don't get bent out of shape. It's typically, you say that to someone when you can see whatever it is, that anger, that frustration, that pain beginning to well up, beginning to rise up in them. And we say, hey, hold on, don't get bent out of shape. Kind of an interesting phrase, don't get bent out of shape. It's something we do to ourselves, isn't it? When I'm distracted, when I'm worn down by something going on, when I'm not able to set something down, that's me holding on to that thing, bending me out of shape. In our scripture this morning, we meet two people who are bent out of shape. One of them is physically bent out of shape, but it's an emotional, it's a mental, it's something else going on that is bending her. The other person is spiritually bent out of shape. They look like they're okay. They're standing up straight. They're moving around okay, but their spirit is bent. The scripture tells us Jesus was teaching in the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. Jesus is preaching in the synagogue. This would be the last time in the Gospel of Luke that he appears in a synagogue. He's preaching and this woman comes in. This poor woman, so bent out of shape she couldn't even stand up. This wasn't a case of osteoporosis. This wasn't an injury of some kind. She had been this way for 18 years. I can just picture her bent over so much she can't even look up. She can't look up at the sky. She can't. All she sees is the dirt and her feet and other people's feet. All day, every day. That's what she's staring at. It's interesting some of the language that's used here in the Gospel of Luke to describe this situation. Remember, we believe that Luke may have been a physician, a doctor. But he doesn't use the word that means illness or disease or injury when he writes about this woman. He uses the word ailment. That word in the biblical Hebrew doesn't mean disease or injury. It means weakness. This woman had a weakness that was bending her out of shape. Something she was carrying with her inside. Something that she was unable to forgive herself or forgive someone else for. Something she was unable to heal. Something that she was unable to let go of. Something that she was unable to put down was weighing on her. It's amazing when physicians today attest to the connection between our mind and our body. There are literally people in this world who are sick because they think they are sick. Their mind has a power over them, and it makes them just as sick as someone who actually has a physical ailment. Our mind has that kind of power. Years ago, I read a book by John Stossel, who's a journalist. He had had back problems for years. In the book, he wrote about this, how these back problems had plagued him. He'd been to see doctors and specialists and this clinic and that hospital. He'd spent thousands of dollars trying to fix it, and his back never got any better. Finally, one day he'd gone to see a new doctor. The doctor was doing the normal stuff, was looking at his back, was taking his medical history. And at one point, the doctor said, "Well, tell me what else is going on in your life." And Stossel said, "Well, what do you mean?" And the doctor said, "Well, what stressors do you have? What aggravations? What frustrations? What's making you mad lately?" Stossel didn't understand. He said, "What's that have to do with anything? My back hurts." And the doctor recommended to him, he said, "You know, over the next couple weeks, why don't you take an inventory? Every day, think about the things that are making you mad, upsetting you, getting on your nerves, stuff that you're just hauling around with you. And as much as you can, try to let that stuff go." Well, you can imagine a doctor telling him after all these years when he's been battling this bad back that maybe, just maybe, it's not here, but it's here. Well, he got a little bent out of shape. But the next couple weeks as he was at home, he began to think about that more and more, and he started to take that inventory, and he was able to identify some stuff, some aggravations, some frustrations that were just eating at him all the time. And he started to really work on being at peace with those things, at laying those things down, at forgiving that person that had hurt him in that way. And he began to lay those things down. Over the next several months, slowly but surely, the pain in his back went away. It wasn't a physical ailment that was bending him out of shape. It was all this weight he was carrying in his mind and on his spirit that was weighing him down. For the woman in our story, something was weighing her down. She had allowed something in her life, some worry, some fear, some pettiness, to get her bent, to burden her, and had been downhill from there. I'm sure for years she had people in her life who were telling her, "Oh, come on, just stand up." And she would say, "I can't." Well, just look up then. "I can't." "Well, just lift up your eyes." "I can't." When asked why not, she would say, "I just can't." Some of us get tied up in those "I can'ts" too. You know, stop worrying. "Oh, I can't." Stop sweating the small stuff. "Oh, I can't." Stop being angry. "I can't." Stop being selfish. "I can't." Forgive that person. "I can't." Have you ever seen an elephant tied up at the circus? Elephants are these amazing, massive beasts. They weigh several tons. They can, if you've ever seen the videos on YouTube, they can rock cars. I saw an elephant sit on a car hood once, just crushed it. They're huge, powerful animals. But oftentimes in the circus, you'll see a rope around their neck that's tied to a small wooden stake that's been tapped into the ground. Now, realistically, that elephant, with a flick of his trunk, could throw that stake 100 yards and go off and do whatever he wanted. But the elephant doesn't do that. He doesn't even pull against that little wooden stake. He just stands there. It's because when the elephants are young, what they do is they take a long iron rod that they drive several feet down into the ground, and they tie the baby elephant, to that. And he'll pull and tug and try to get away from it, but to no avail, because he's not strong enough, and that iron rod is too strong, and it won't let him go. And so eventually he stops pulling, and he just stands there. And then as he starts to get a little older, at some point they take out the iron rod and they replace it with that little wooden stake. And now the elephant standing there years later, who could easily pull the wooden stake out, won't even try, because he believes the stake is holding him in place. He believes he can't do it. He believes the stake is too strong. It doesn't matter the reality that it's not. In his mind, that stake is holding him there. One of the greatest tools that the world uses on us is it convinces us we can't when God has told us we can. So we have to be set free. Somebody has to come and release us from that wooden stake that's holding us in place. Somebody has to take that restraint off of us. Somebody has to take away our chains. And that someone is Jesus. Notice the steps that Jesus follows when he sees the woman. Jesus is preaching in the synagogue. The woman comes in all bent over. She doesn't even come up to him. 18 years, she has tried every solution. She has tried every cure. She has heard it all. She just wants to come to synagogue, hear the message, and go home. That's all she's looking for. She comes in, she doesn't even go to him, but Jesus sees her come in. Jesus sees the burden that's weighing on her, and he calls her over. He sees her, and he calls her over, and then he heals her. You are set free from your ailment. But she's still standing there bent over. So Jesus reaches out and touches her. Scripture says immediately she straightened up and praised God. Maybe you feel that the weight of the world has doubled you over. Maybe you feel bent out of shape because of the burdens you have to carry. Worry and anxiety, heartache and pain, frustration and suffering. Maybe you've lost a job or lost a loved one. Maybe somehow you've been hurt or pained, abused or rejected, and it just seems like you can't even look up. You feel trapped. You feel tied to that stake and you just can't pull it out of the ground. Know this morning that Jesus sees you in that predicament. Jesus knows your pain. He sees that worry, that frustration, that burden that you're carrying. You might be able to hide that pain from others, but Jesus sees it. Jesus calls you to himself. Come to me, Matthew says, all you who are in labor and are bent over with care, and I will give you rest. Next, he speaks to you and he says, you are set free. And then best of all, Jesus touches you. Every time you encounter Jesus in worship, Jesus touches you. Every time you encounter Jesus in prayer, Jesus touches you. Every time you encounter Jesus in the smile of a stranger or the love of a friend, Jesus touches you. And we stand up and we praise God. But the woman was not the only person bent out of shape that day. All this is going on. One of the religious leaders is sitting back watching it. Now remember what the scripture told us when we first started. Jesus was preaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath. On the Sabbath, there were a long list of rules, of do's and don'ts, of what you can do on the Sabbath. And one of those rules is you cannot heal on the Sabbath. You can't do any work. Now this religious leader sees Jesus. Jesus calls the woman over and touches her, and she stands up straight. And the religious leader stands up and goes, wait a minute. We don't do that here on the Sabbath. Our office hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We do take an hour for lunch. Come in then if you want to get healed. He's so bent out of shape by the rules that he's carrying around with him that he's failing to see the purpose of them. He is so tied into the letter of the law that he is blinded to its spirit. He is so caught up in his to-do list that he's missing the very reason we do this in the first place, that we might be connected with God who loves us and set free by his grace. We all know someone like this, of course. Someone so focused on the rule, they don't see the Spirit. So focused on tradition, they don't feel joy. So focused on that letter of the law, they miss the purpose of the law. One of the places this bentness can crop up in church is in the communion table. This table where we recognize and celebrate the grace of God. Sometimes we allow our rules to erect a primrose boundary, a hedge full of rules and requirements, a fence designed specifically to keep them out and let us in. But this table is as much a means of grace as it is a sign of grace. And what I mean by that is that while this table is the place that we recognize and celebrate grace every time we worship, it is also a place to discover grace. When we allow our rules and regulations to erect a fence around this table, we might be keeping someone from discovering the grace of God. This table is not only a symbol of God's grace, but a wellspring of it. Are you thirsty? Come here and drink. Are you hungry? Come here and be fed. Are you lost? Come here and find your way. Are you bent out of shape? Come here and be set free. All of us get bent out of shape from time to time. Some of us get bent out of shape more often than not. And unfortunately, some of us are just like the woman or the spiritual leader in this story. We just stay bent out of shape all the time. But you cannot live the life that God has for you if you're bent out of shape. Allow Jesus to unbend you today, to free you from your worries, from your pain, from your inflexibility, from your frustrations, from your anger, from your need for forgiveness. Jesus is calling out, look up. Don't respond with I can't. Because Jesus is reaching out to touch you and change you. Jesus is reaching out to lessen your burdens, to remove your weights, to release your chains. Get unbent today. Because it is time to straighten up and praise God.